masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to the Enlightening Waves of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the House of Ulema of Qom and has a deep insight on this particular topic. So we have been talking about the responsibilities of the awaiters towards the imam. And we talked about a lot of things, like there should happen the purification of soul, the remembrance of imam, the individual reappearance. And when you talked about individual reappearance, you also talked about the social reappearance. So what is our duty as a society? We talked about the individual things, like the one of the biggest things that helps us in the individual reappearance is a purification of our souls. That happens indeed with the remembrance of imam. So how do we act as a society for that social reappearance?
The first thing falls in place is striving for justice and resisting oppression within one's capacity.
Example,
I have a capacity where I can just post on social media, like
right.
WhatsApp or whatever.
I can write.
Yeah, I can write.
I can post. I can take
create
pictures.
A video. Exactly. Yeah, I can create pictures. I can
create
so
videos.
Within one's capacity.
Yeah.
How much ever, whatever I can do, I'm resisting oppression. Okay, and I'm striving for justice. Why? Because one of the biggest goals of the imam when he reappears is he will fill the world with justice.
Yes.
So if I am doing this on a social platform, I'm helping my imam.
All right, on a social level.
Yes, 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 on a social level, exactly. The second responsibility, so the first thing as a social responsibility, being as an awaiter, my responsibility, like my social responsibility is to strive for justice.
Okay, right.
Now, this comes with assisting the oppressed. Like those who are being under pressure
right.
or under oppression, okay? I have to assist them. I have to help them in any way I
can. Any way possible.
Example, I can maybe give them food or money or whatever, example, yeah? So in this manner.
Stand against the oppressor.
Standing against the oppression or the oppressor through my social media posts, example.
Mm-hmm. Or okay. whatever the
right.
level
whatever,
I have.
Within one's capacity.
Yeah.
Helping the oppressed as well. It's not just, oh, you know what? If I'm standing against the oppressor, or I'm talking about the oppression, that this is wrong. In a way, I'm helping the oppressed. Yes, of course. But, you know, the oppressed one, example,
is
they might
more
need,
in need of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not just your social media post. It might be something else. Like, they might need food at the moment. They might need water at the moment.
Clean water, yeah.
Yeah. So this is very important. You cannot be, I'm an example, I'm just talking like on a general basis. A person can't be like, okay, this is done, so I'm done with my wazifa as an awaiter. No.
My duty as an awaiter.
Is still lacking. Yeah. My duty as an awaiter is on that platform as well as this platform.
So standing against the oppressor is appreciated.
Uh-huh. And standing along with the oppressed, helping him,
right.
looking his needs. Yeah?
Right.
This is the second responsibility under the title of social responsibilities of a true awaiter.
Right.
The third example, preserving unity and avoiding division amongst the Muslims. Why? Because when the imam comes, he would go after unity. It's not like he would divide and rule and everything. No. He would go after unity. He would try to gather all the sects. He would try to gather all the religion. And example, he would become the markaz or
right,
the center
right.
for everything. And of course, when he speaks something and that is done, that is Islam and Abi Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. When he speaks, it's the true Islam what he's
Indeed.
Speaking. Yep.
So let's take a short break here. We'll be back in a while.
Oh. me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here, helping us with the insights about the grounds that should be prepared for the reappearance of Imam. So we're talking about the social reappearance, how we can be socially active to prepare the grounds of the social reappearance. We talked about the individual reappearance in the previous episodes, but now we are just focusing on the social reappearance. So we said standing against the oppressor and standing along with the oppressed, both have to go hand in hand. It's not just I say I stand against the oppressor, be that through my social media posts or whatever, the way I can, I am done with my duty. No. We have to stand with the oppressed, along with them, and see what are their needs and if I can fix any of their needs. Yes,
yeah, brother. Definitely. That too, in one's capacity. Yeah. So another thing is about environmental care.
Yeah.
Like, this is normally not considered. Like, we have to reduce wastage, israf, what we say. Example, my quantity or my limitation of using water is, example, 200 liters per day, example, I shouldn't be using more than that. Yeah? Why? Because when the Imam is going to reappear, he's going to create a world which is eco-balanced completely.
All right.
Yeah. So I can't be like, okay, I can keep on using water. I can keep on using electricity, even if I leave it completely. There's a point where we forget. That's another story.
Yeah.
But there's one thing. Oh,
we
you
do
know
it
what?
On purpose.
I'm just going out. Anyways, I'm going to come into my room. Yeah. So I'm just going to keep, the lights on. I'm wasting electricity.
Yeah.
This electricity it can be used somewhere else.
Yeah.
When the Imam
saving energy,
saving energy, like gas, whatever, like example.
Right.
There are many things which we use, like not turning off the vehicle, example, when we can turn off the vehicle. It's just switching off and turning it on, how hard it is,
Yeah.
So we'll still keep it on. I don't know for what reason, unfortunately.
Right.
When the Imam reappears, this israf or wastage is going to be eradicated. The Imam will not go after wastage.
Yeah.
So the Imam will be energy saver, in other words, okay? But normally people don't speak about it.
Because one can never imagine, like, how could my eco-friendly, being eco-friendly, help the appearance of Imam?
Yeah, definitely. And because we got used to it, it's a zamir, like it's a inner a consciousness won't allow us. Oh, you know what? This is nothing. Like, oh, you know, just keeping the lights on for the whole night has no problem with it. Yeah. Example, there's one thing where it is necessary. Example, someone has kids in the house and like this, like small light bulbs and something is important. I'm not talking about those things which are need, which are like necessity for a family. Like some small bed light lamps or something like that, okay? I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about like it's properly daylight and still still a person wants to use 2-3-4 lights, example, yeah? This is a proper wastage, yeah? Example. And of course, this might change from person to person or family to family. This is, again, I'm not going into detail. I'm just checking on a general perspective. Okay.
Right. So being eco-friendly could be one of the ways to get closer to Imam or to pay a way for his reappearance. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور عالق والظالم ابتدوا من
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Pradalia Kitabas is here, helping us understand how being eco-friendly could be actually the way to contribute to the social reappearance.
Yeah. So, example, like, just like I've said, eco-balanced world is something the Imam will want when he reappears. Example, yeah. So I can reduce wastage, I can avoid excessive consumption, yeah, giving the opportunity for other people to use the mm-hmm. energy which I am leaving it. Just think about it, okay? I'm just giving an example. I'm not going to use excess water, mm-hmm. excess consumption of water or electricity, example, so that my mu'min brother, my Shia mu'min brother can use the same.
Yeah.
Can use it, yeah? Having this thing in my mind really gives me ajr, gives me award, gives me rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think like this, yeah? Okay, don't think like, oh, you know what? I have the right to use water. I have the right to use energy, so I'm using it. No. Okay, you have the right. Maybe you can use it excessively.
And I'm paying for it.
Okay, I'm not praying. People say this. I'm not paying from your pocket. I'm paying from my pocket, example.
Yeah. But when you don't need it necessarily, so
unfortunately, they don't think in this manner. Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you think, okay, at least for the sake of my mu'min brother, example, okay? Yeah. And of course, a step higher, if I consider that, okay, the Imam is going to be happy with me.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing which counts as a social responsibility, one of them, there are many more, of course, it is standing up against racism, which is mm-hmm. very important, like especially in those non-Islamic countries.
Yeah.
This happens a lot, unfortunately. Alhamdulillah, in an Islamic country,
we don't see things like that a lot,
like really a lot, maybe. But in non-Islamic countries, yes, a person is questioned here and there. The racism is very, very clear. And unfortunately, if I see this, yes, at least what I can do is defend the person, like, or stand up against this racism.
Right.
In any manner I can, of course. Yeah. Example: your son is being bullied, or like because of this racism, he's being troubled in your school. Standing up against the oppressors, the oppression, and standing up for the oppressed ones, and helping in any way possible. Every single thing in work counts near the Imam. Ajallah ta'ala farajahu sharif.
Why?
Because you know there are incidents. I don't know if you have gone through the book Tuqas. The vengeance example, yeah, there's a book called Vengeance where it is narrated by example very near death experiences people, like,
okay,
who have faced this, and they have told you know, it is because of that one pencil in my office, which is from Baitul Mal, yeah? Which is from the treasury of the government. It's the government's property.
Okay.
But I have kept it in my pocket and I have used it for my own self.
Yeah.
I am questioned in the other side of the world.
All right.
So being fair when we are working is one of the social responsibilities. Why? Because this is not my property. This is everyone's property. Everyone
All
should
right.
be using it on a general use, not for personal use, you see. And we see Imam Ali alayhi salam as the best example in his governance.
Indeed.
When he would turn off the light of the government oil pot and he would turn on his own candle because it is his personal discussion with his brother Aqil.
Right.
Yeah? So, yeah, inshallah, with these social responsibilities, like how the Imams used to live, even if we live, inshallah, the Imam would reappear soon.
Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.